My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
So I'm going to welcome up Kent Billingsley. Welcome, Kent, to the stage. I'm going to leave it with you, my friend.
Hello to everybody out there in the AGC network. I couldn't be more excited to be here because I want to share with you a completely different perspective on business and business success and what I've been doing the last 20, 25 years. And, you know, we've all been taught to be successful, you need to start, run, and grow a business. And I can't tell you that's actually a myth. And it's actually very last century. It's an old model and an old paradigm. And in the world today, what's more important than ever is as leaders and employees, individual performers, you've got to learn how to create business wealth. What's business wealth? Well, business wealth is where you actually generate more sales, revenue, and profits, and you actually use the least amount of time, money, resources, marketing, sales headcount. You use as little as possible doing it. That creates a gap, and that's a good gap in the sense of that's profitability. And so where almost all companies, 99.999%, are trying to grow their businesses faster, they're trying to increase sales, they're trying to add more and increase, in most cases, the sad part is they're actually adding more headaches, more problems, more challenges, they're adding more infrastructure, they're adding more management, they're adding more costs. And so even if the business gets bigger, and a lot of you are experiencing this, even if your business gets bigger, you barely make any more money. And so what happens is, in too many cases, you or others, we end up buying our growth, yet we never generate optimized profitability. We never create all the wealth that's possible from our businesses, from our great products and services. And so I've been doing this for about 20 years. We've had thousands of entrepreneurs, CEOs, and employees in our programs. And a few years ago, I started to analyze, going back, looking through the 10,000 hours of delivery and analyzing, why are certain clients, why are certain ones creating overnight retirement wealth? Why are they killing it so much faster than others? And it's interesting, they accepted and they got off the path of trying to create a bigger business. They got on the path of understanding this is how you create maximum wealth, and this is how you create the most profit potential inside your business. And what they learned and what we help them implement is that the old school, old days, was you were successful by offering superior products and services. And it was kind of what I call the golden key or the golden lock. And if you had the best products or services, you should own the market. You should be attracting the best clients or the most clients. And that was the ticket to success. So all you needed was that golden key for that golden lock. The problem is the world is much more complex today. It's much more, the parts are moving faster, the dynamics are changing so fast, the government interventions, the competitive threats, the cultural challenges, the pandemics. I mean, there's just so much going on that no longer is there this secret key to success that unlocks this single lock or padlock. It's actually a combination lock today. To be successful today, you actually can't just do one thing or one thing really well and optimize your success. You might be a little better. You might make a little money. But to optimize your success, you really have to follow a roadmap. And I want to walk you through what that roadmap is because I want to get you off this path of trying to grow your business and get on this roadmap of creating wealth. Well, we've all probably learned in business school or heard, you know, you start a company and then it grows and then it matures and then it declines. And that's kind of the life cycle of a business. Well, that's all good and great, unless you want to make a lot of money, unless you want to be really successful and you want to do it quickly. A different or more superior roadmap has four phases. And I want to take you through these four phases real quickly because we don't have a lot of time. But I want to walk you through these four phases and share with you some of the key principles in each phase. And I want to go back to the point I just made about this combination lock. If you think about opening a combination lock, it's a sequence. It's a step-by-step. If you miss one of the steps or you get the sequence wrong, the lock never opens. And that lock is hiding or preventing you from optimizing the sales revenue and profits that are in your company. So there's really four phases in this combination lock to optimizing and creating wealth. And the first phase is called revenue ready. And in revenue ready, what you're really trying to do with your business, whether you're a startup or even a mature business, and this is an area we fix in literally every size company up to billions in size, is why are you in business? What's the fundamental marketplace problem that you're solving? What is broken that's not being solved, or what's being underserved that you could exploit? And the second part of that is, well, what's the model that you can bring to the table? What's a unique perspective in how you can solve that problem differently or better than anybody else? In other words, you're answering the question, why should people come to you versus anyone else? And then the third part of revenue ready is, what are your revenue streams that are going to generate the wealth to create a sustainable, viable, highly profitable wealth creating business? Those are three principles, and they must be followed in that sequence to validate you're in a market and you have tremendous potential. Now, I can't go much deeper. I will in the Q&A later, and I'll answer all kinds of questions around that. But once that phase is in place, the next thing we really want to look at then is, are we market ready? The great mistake that so many CEOs and business owners and leaders and entrepreneurs make is they find a problem to solve and they think, oh, I've got this great product or service. I'm just going to go market and sell it and promote it and get out there and see how much money I can make. Well, that's also last century's model. If you've actually built a marketing and sales organization and even wired them together, that's a best practice from the 1960s. That's how stale that is. There's a different level to compete on today. There's a different level of getting out of the marketing and sales functions and activities, and I'll share that more in the Q&A. But the first thing you want to do in market ready, or excuse me, so the first thing you want to do instead of go to market, which is how you market and sell, the next phase you want to go to after revenue ready is you want to work through market ready. Market ready, and the first thing that you've got to work through is, who's your perfect client profile? I call this a PCP. And your perfect client profile has three components or attributes that you have to look at. And you've got to do these, all three of these, because just one by itself, and I actually share stories of how in the past, my past history, I've just looked at one or two and missed out on a lot of market. But the first thing you've got to do is look at what are the demographics? And most of you know what demographics are and that, kind of the facts and numbers, statistics, size, employees. But more importantly, you have to look at the psychographics. And the psychographics are more around the feelings, the thoughts, and the behaviors of how people think and buy. And that's actually more important than the demographics. But the third piece is, now you've got to look at the characteristics. What is it about this particular prospect that would make a perfect client? If you've been in business for 6 months, you probably already have a perfect client. The question is, why isn't your portfolio filled with perfect client profiles? It's because your system isn't designed to attract them. Now, after targeting, the next thing you want to do is you want to move into packaging. And packaging is how you group your products and services into bundles, either by season or by offering or by sales on an ad hoc basis, how you group them together to create phenomenal demand because there's extreme value. And maybe it's a one-time offering or it's specially priced through this volume purchase. Very powerful. I've helped one company was $5 million. Through the principles of packaging, we helped double the size of the company in one prospect meeting. That's how powerful that is. From prospecting now, the next principle that we want to wire is the messaging. And messaging is one of those areas that your company is filled with messages, from your website to your tagline to anything that's a symbol, to your elevator pitch, to your value proposition. These are all messaging tools. 99% of all companies have mushy messaging tools. They're not clear. They're not differentiating. They're not separating, and they're not motivating, which means you've got to make more calls. You've got to spend more on SEO, more on marketing. You're going to burn a lot of that wealth you could be creating because your messaging is not working for you. And from messaging, after you get that wired together, the next thing you want to work on is your pricing strategies. Now, what's fascinating is most companies, and we work inside the companies, inside them, sometimes for years at a time, every week. And almost all companies use the classic cost plus model. Here's what our costs are, and here's the overhead or margin that we need. That becomes the price to sell the products and services within some sort of competitive range. Well, that's not very strategic, and that's really about 1970s, 1980s as a best practice. Yeah, you should have tiered pricing. You should have multiple price points for your products and services to where you actually give things away for free that cost you money, Costco. And then you should also have very high-end offerings that are extremely, I don't want to say expensive because the value has to be there, but they have very high margins and give you an opportunity to create a lot of wealth. After those sequence of principles are put in place, then we want to go to market. Now we're actually market ready. So we're revenue ready, we're market ready. And in market ready, once you finish that, we go to go to market. And go to market is how we actually first do marketing. But we don't do it as a functional area filled with activities like most companies, where they're just a digital playground or digital factory today. There's actually three different kinds of marketing that you should be doing to set you up for success. Marketing should be accountable for demand, but not responsible. From that demand, now we move that over to sales. And sales is not salespeople, sales teams, sales activities. It should be a sales framework of how your company all operates together to convert that demand as fast as possible. Now, most companies stop there, and that's how they actually create sales. That's how they generate revenue, and that's how they, in most cases, burn profits instead of make money. But there's another piece that's really critical, and this is how I help scale a company from $2 million to $38 million in a couple of years. Strategic partnerships, alliances. This is where you have partners. This is where you have others that you can work with that can help open doors for you or make introductions, or they can generate leads for you, and they don't cost you any money. In many cases, they're in places you already want to be, but you're burning your sales and marketing time and money to get there. They're already there. If you had the right relationships based on a strong value proposition, they'd open the door for you. The last one, this is really fascinating. This is a very new discipline. It's a very weak discipline, and too many business owners and leaders think that technology is solving it, and it's the management of the prospects in your pipeline. A lot of companies today and the leaders think that, well, we put in a CRM, we're spending a fortune on our platform and our tools. We have Salesforce.com, so we've really automated. We're up to date. In actuality, what you find is it's just a repository for a lot of bad information. 98% of what is in a sales pipeline is stale, false, and has no value. Yet you're making the strategic decisions, and that the success of your company and creating wealth is based on this information that has no value. So instead of thinking of pipeline management, you really have to understand pipeline acceleration. How do you double and triple the speeds at which contacts go to contracts, or contacts become clients? When you can double and triple that, you just doubled and tripled the size of your revenues, and you didn't add any headcount or spend any more money. That's go-to-market. Those are four core principles in there. The last phase I want to talk about, and this is where clients of ours today are now, after so many months or years, they've worked their way into where they own the market. Own the market's a beautiful thing. And this is where you're now can focus time and money on transformation, or what I call blueprinting your optimization. What that means is you're able to adapt and change quickly and dynamically to market forces. Great story I heard the other day, one of the executives of Blockbuster said, we didn't get wiped out because Netflix was smarter than us, or they had the technology and we didn't. We didn't have the money to make the change. And that's the problem. When you're not creating wealth, you can't adapt, you can't make changes, you can't afford to pivot or switch gears. From there, I talk about and share another principle is dominating your competition. And this is where you're playing offense and defense. And this is where, uncomfortable for some, but you're going to have to learn it because it's being done to you. This is where you actually play both offense and defense. you on offense about what you can do and bring to the table and the strength of your value proposition, but then the positioning against where your value proposition, your models, and the strengths of your company are positioned against your competitors and why they should buy from you. The last piece that's so critical today that so many companies are failing on is talent optimization. And talent optimization is where you're both attracting and retaining the greatest talent possible at all levels of your company, not just bringing on new employees. And so that's the roadmap. This is how you actually create wealth. This is how you can become embarrassingly rich very quick. If you'll follow this roadmap, stop trying to grow your company, get off that path, get on the roadmap to creating wealth. This has dynamically changed and transformed thousands of companies, and the entrepreneurs, the CEOs, and the employees have become millionaires and multimillionaires, in some cases in one meeting or within a month. It's no tricks or gimmicks. It's hard work. You've got to think. You've got to act differently. And I'm excited to answer questions about that